I don't see anybody on yet, but it's a little bit early, so
It's a
maybe,
little early,
yeah,
I
a
think.
little early. I'll plug it
I don't think Rabbi Voorhees is coming later tonight.
Yes, I wrote Feldman, so you know we're on the right.
Hi, Ari.
Hi, Rabbi, how are you?
What's doing?
Hi, Hashem.
What's doing, legalizing?
What's that?
Did you see any new farm?
No, I haven't been able to go.
The library got the official safer.
Yeah, it's very, very nice.
Yeah.
The official safer is Gevaldik. I'd say, I don't know why they came out so late. It was for Bereishis, and it came out for Vayigash. But, okay, better late than never.
Yeah. We'll be in time for next year.
Exactly. Rebbe bought it also?
The library got it.
Oh. You had a chance to take a look at it?
No, I told them to process it first, so then I'll take a look. Then there was the same for the library guide on all of Hilchas Achsanoi.
I didn't hear what you just said.
The library got a safer on Hilchas Chanukah, just on Hilchas Achsanoi.
Oh, connection was very rare.
I said the library got a safer on Hilchas Chanukah on all of Hilchas Achsanoi.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that came from legalizing, I think.
I saw it. Well, Kol Yaakov or something like this. It's called Or Yaakov, something like this. I didn't buy it. It came out towards the end of Chanukah.
Yeah.
If you take a look at it, you know that Rav Arfinis gave a haskamah. He gave us comment too.
Because I saw he quoted Rav Arfinis in the safe, but I didn't spend enough time just today.
Yeah.
Hey, Rebellion, how are you?
Well, Hashem, Rabbi Sammy, how are you doing there?
Good. Where's your camera, Ari?
Are we doing? Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't start yet. Sorry.
Say there were more people. Two more people come. Only three people here on Zoom so far.
Yeah. Did
you have a regard them there?
Yeah, I mean, we need to wait. You know, it's a little early still. So.
Okay. That'd be good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Oh, how you doing, Ari?
Baruch Hashem. How's everything? Why you?
Okay.
You doing okay there?
I hope so.
No big machlekes in these days? There always were.
Yeah.
It was when I was there, there were a lot of machlekes in.
Yeah.
In the late 60s, early 70s, a lot of people were fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Can I tell you? I'm not in YU today. It's just the community got bigger.
Yeah.
They're both to the left and to the right. There we go.
Hey, there, Mayor. Oh.
Baruch Hashem, shalom.
Shalom.
I'm in the Swarm store in Lakewood. You need anything?
Which one?
The big one, you know.
Judaica Plaza. Yeah. I just sent the whole shipment to yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
It's a Nachman. Nachman, you know Nachman.
Yeah, I met him here once. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's here right now. And I met what's his name? Cohen is here.
Yeah, so his son is my son's Rebbe, so he brought a carload of stuff yesterday. He called me up to, they wanted this, they wanted that.
Okay. I'm going to Florida. My son opened the shul there.
Yeah?
So bring him some sfarim.
You set up at the shul in Florida, really?
Yeah.
Where in Florida?
A new neighborhood called Miami Lakes. Anybody wants a good deal on a nice house? I go down there to help them with the minions when I can.
Really? Where is
that? The one who sent you the computer of it. Miami Lakes is 20 minutes west of North Miami Beach.
Uh-huh.
It's away from the ocean.
Uh-huh.
He helps to establish a new neighborhood.
Okay, very nice.
Well, right now I'm the Balkairis. I came to pick up a Tanakh for Aftera.
Yeah.
Okay, ready for the share.
Okay, we're just waiting a couple more minutes. A couple of people come. We'll start a couple of minutes. Oh, Ariel.
Hey.
How you doing, Ariel? Earl, you show me how are you?
I'm doing all right, considering.
Good, sir.
Dealing with high schoolers, having mounds of papers to grade and constant modifications.
Did you ever think of teaching in Yeshiva Flappers?
No, I couldn't. Where I was, it'd be psychologically scarring. I went to school and I didn't have to grade it. I was not in high school. I was not a good coach.
Okay.
Yeah. Is this a new suit?
No, actually, it's an old suit.
That you have? All right, no, because I noticed this, I don't call you ever, but maybe my recollection is
not. I've worn it before. It's
all right.
So my better suits need to be cleaned. I mean,
really? It's like when you give your tefillin to be checked to get the provisional pair.
Okay, do you want to make... Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Okay, where's he said he was going to come today. Wait one more minute, we'll start.
Whenever you're ready.
Ready, just waiting, maybe a couple more people. Oof. Okay, the second issue was Avi Mari, Yachem Yisrael Pichas, the second issue was Daniel Shade, Master Shul Falak. Okay, tonight's share is going to be about the Inyan of Chatzer. That a lot of times there's in front of the house opens up into a courtyard. Bizman Chazal, that was the way the construction of the houses were. There'd be 3-4 houses in one courtyard. It would be fenced in with an opening to the alleyway, and from the alleyway out into the Rishus Rabbah. So it would be from the Bayis to the Chatzer, from the Chatzer to the Mavoi, and from the Mavoi to the Rishus Rabbah.
And the Chatzer is considered Rishus Yachid?
Yeah, the Chatzer was walled in.
It's has access for multiple houses?
Yeah, in other words, the Chatzer, Midrash is Rishus Yachid, because it has walls all around it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't carry from a house to a chutzah because it's considered like a communal Rishus HaYachid. So there's a halacha that you can't carry from a private Rishus HaYachid to a communal Rishus HaYachid, just like similar to an apartment building. Everyone has their own private Rishus HaYachid, and then there's the hallways and the communal Rishus HaYachid. It's all walled in, but you can't. Can't carry because the Rabbanan, they felt if you're going to carry from a Rishus HaYachid of a private person to a Rishus HaYachid of multiple people, that would be an issue of Rabbanan, because you might come to confuse it with a Rishus HaRabbah, because the Rishus HaRabbah is also communal. But this is communal that has machitzas around it, so it's mutter min haTorah. It's only also with Rabbanan. But that's the way the configuration of the houses were. We taught Bizman Chazal that you had the houses, and the houses would open up into a courtyard. The courtyard was fenced in, and then there was a door in the courtyard that would open up into the mavoi, into the alleyway, and from the alleyway to the Rishus HaRabbah. So the two questions that we're going to deal with, that is, what is the status of the Chatzer Legabe Graf Shel Rei? He said, if you have something that disgusts you, so even though it's technically mukta, you could move it, in Rishus HaYachid to get rid of it, so it won't bother you and stare your Erev Shabbos.
Or Rishus HaYachid also meaning this courtyard, which is a different type of Rishus.
So that's what we're going to talk about. What's the status if the garbage is in the courtyard? Because if it's in your house, in your living room, you have a face a dirty diaper or something like that, so for sure you can pick it up and throw it out in the Rishus HaYachid. But what if it's outdoors? Is that also considered, did you also have a din of Graf Shel Rei outdoors or not? That's one question. And then another question, this is a question that's related to Neiris Chanukah, that there's a machlokas, we showed the way you're supposed to light Bizman Chazal, that they would light Neiris Chanukah outside. So there's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether you should light it outside the door of the house or outside the door of the chatzer. And so the Shulchan Aruch seems to pass, can you light it outside the door of the chatzer? That's where you light Neiris Chanukah. So the question is there any difference in that Bizman Hazeh? Say, for example, you have a dormitory, and could you light in the lobby of the the building, the dormitory, or not? So those are the two things that there's a show we'll talk about. Rav, how are you? Okay, so we're on page one here on Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The rest says Tashma Dahu Abarta The same Gemara we saw last time. It was a mass, the Shtakach Bay Hafarmas key that was found in the where the spy the Basama was. Ravashi, Amal Ravashi Nakta Tzitzitza Vavke, that you should take it out from its tail and remove it.
And we don't know if it's live or dead here.
All right, that was discussion we had last week. Whether it was live or dead. Now the question is, what about in a chatzer? What if you would find a mouse, a dead mouse, live mouse in the chatzer? So could you do you also have the heter to pick it up and remove it, or is it only the bais?
I think a question would be how big the chutzar is or how close to the bias it is. You know, if it's a huge chutzar and it's like on the opposite end, I mean, how much of something moss is it?
Right. So that, all right, so that's, we're going to see.
So I guess relative, it's relative.
So let's see. So the Rambam says, on page 2, called Dover Matunaf. Anything that's matunah, disgusting, garei, excrement, the key, vomit, mitzoa, the kayotzim, hemim, hayu b'chatzer sheyoshvima. So the Rambam says, if it's in the chatzer that you sit there, mutar lahotzion la'ashpa, or the beis hakise. So, was you know, like you see people sitting, you know, you go to a bungalow colony, usually you see people sitting out there schmoozing, you know, with their chairs
the
together.
Wooden benches. Like in the park as well.
Yeah, so if you have a Graf Shalei over there, and that's where people are sitting and convening, so that you would have a heter to remove whatever that, even though it's totally muktza, but you'd have a heter to get rid of it and pick it up. So that's if it's in the chatzah that you're in. V'imhoyu b'chatzah acheres, but if you're in a different chatzah than where the graf shorei is, kofin alein kli k'day shalo yetzi akot v'islach lechbar. So we're afraid that maybe a little kid will go from one chatzah to the other chatzah and get all dirty, so we cover it up. Oh, heter of Graf Shalvei. So then there's no heter to move it, but you can cover up. Even though for something that for the purpose of the food. Food is something I'm allowed to move on Shabbos. But you're not allowed to move a kli, according to one opinion, if it's tzorach dover she'enu, because it's not, you know, thrash.
We don't have the sound here.
Yeah. Am I muted?
I just think so. It shouldn't be. Can you guys hear?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So that's what the Rama writes. That if it's in your chatzer, then there is a bit of graf shorei. If it's not in your chatzer, then there is no din of graf shorei, but yet there's a cooler that you could cover it up. I mean, you can't move it because you don't have the heter of graf shorei. Let's see. Now there's a tshuva from the Rosh on page 3 is the Sharblat. Dr. Weiss, have you ever in the Rosh's place?
So I don't know if we know where the Rosh was in Germany or in Toledo, but I was in Barcelona, the house of the Rashba, where the Rosh stayed for his first week in Spain.
And what, he was visiting the Rashba, or?
I think in around 1304, the Rosh arrived in Spain. You know, he started in Ashkenaz, and he went down into southern France, and then went into Spain, and the it's like saying, I'll make you the chief rabbi of Chicago, or something like that. I think he stayed in the Rosh's house in Barcelona, the Rashba's house in Barcelona.
Yeah, well, the Rashba was there.
The Rashba lived in Barcelona.
So the Rashba, Barcelona. You say the Rashba hosted him.
The Rashba hosted him for a week.
That's a chasha house.
What was it? What is it served as now?
Welcome.
Interesting.
It's right across the alleyway from the shul, which was the Rashba shul, which was the Ron Hala. That's the Rashba shul there.
Rush. Put on the big screen.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You give us a thumbs up if you guys hear.
Here. Okay. So look at the Rosh on page 4. He says he has 10 different drachim about muktzah. So he says, Haderech haches. In other words, that's the head of Graf Shalei Gnomin, Perk Meshilin, Kabeach Mora, Deshtakach, Be'as Parmakid, Rav Ashi, Amalhud, Naktua, Betusitza, Vavkua, Pani Mili, Bebais, Avabachotzer, Mokam Shein, Odamakpin, Allah of Law. So he writes that it doesn't apply to a Chotzer. Hani Mili, Bebais is the did a graph shalrei. Sure. When a chutzer, so you're not as machpid, so then you won't have the din of graph shalrei. That's against the Rambam, as we just saw. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch on page 5. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, Kol Dover Metunav, Halacha Simen Shin Ches Sif Lamedalad. Kaldover mitunov kigon rei v'kivitzoa bein shal adam bein shal targolim kayotzim hem im hayu b'chatzah sheyesh v'mo muta lotziyam v'ashpa, like that's Rambam. You can take it out if it's in the chatzah that you're staying. V'im hayu b'chatzah she'ena darsham otzul lotziyam im yorim ne'atino k'shol yislach lech muta lichbos alechli. Okay, so that's what we saw. You're living there. Can That the chatzeres were in front of the batim. In other words, you have to walk through the chatzer to get into the house. So the path that you would normally walk, there was a mouse there, or there was a tzoa there, or whatever it is. So therefore, that has a din of rashi ray, so you can remove it. You can't carry in a karmelis or a rishus rabban, but within the rishus hayachid. But if it's already in the ashba, then in the chotzer, then not. But if you have some thing that's behind the house, then that's not a place where you traverse normally. So it's then you can't move it. And early, what if it's in the mavoi? We said you go from the bayis to the chatzar, from the chatzar to the mavoi. So mavoi is a passageway. So then, so you could move the Rav Shel Rei to the. So, in other words, there's a heter to carry. If it's a place where you can carry otherwise, there's no heter to carry a Rav Shel Rei. If you know. Only a heter within a Rishus Sayachid to move it to a place that you won't cause you to discomfort. And so he says, if it's in the chatzer, and that's where the chatzer is, that's where you. And he says, okay, so if you if it's so, therefore, even in a mavo you can move it because it seems that did by a Rav Shel Rei, then you haven't had to move.
Even if it's not a Rishus HaYachid.
No, meaning if it's in the Rishus HaRabim, there's no. We'll see. There's
no heter.
No heter to. Mm-hmm. I think Rabbi Harford says it should be one second. So that's now Rav Harford says a true over here about Rishus HaRabim on page 14, graph on the left side, graph. Shemutah Rishus Rabin. He says, the Chorah, now Graf Shemutah Berchov Rishus Rabin, Hamurav, you see. So Rishus Rabin, it doesn't mean that Rishus Rabin Daraisa, then it would had an Erev. It means a place that you're allowed to make an Erev, and they made an Erev, and then there's a Graf Shel Rei there. So did he say that you can move it? Or he said, why do you have to walk down this block? Go another block. Vur means there's an Erev there, what we call an Erev. But so he doesn't mean literally Rishus Harabim. Because if it be a little Rishus Harabim, then you can't have an Erev. So it means that it's a public place. You know, it's a, you know, like say that if you hold your Shishim Rebo and there's no Shishim Rebo, but there are streets and houses and things like that. And it's not a Mokum Dira. So he says that that there's no heter. He says, but what about the Mogen Avraham said that it's if it's in the Mavoi where people walk, then there is a heter. So he says, no, Mavoi is different. Yesh lomer neshani Mavoi shuha mavar hayichidi rabiu and medrisus regel. Because the Mavoi is the only place where you can go to get out. If you want to leave your house to go into the chutzar, then you got to go into the Mavoi, and then you'll go into the Rishus Rabbah. In other words, there's no place that you have to dafka go up this street. You can go a different street if something's going to annoy you. He said, Belays braver, but the other over there of all cuts in Mizer Gamkim is stable heter. You see the graph show a moon of Berkhov, a makim, a rabbin, a lover, Sham Machel Smith, a smutal tafel. So he says that what? He says, if there's over there, but what if this is the only place he could go? So then it would be mutter. Say, well, the other streets are blocked off, and he has to go down the street. And there's something there that's so then he's allowed to go. Oh, so let's okay. So. But, so the Mogen Avraham Shita is that it's not a definite din and dira per se. It's just wherever your people are going to walk by, then they have a right not to have to bump into something unpleasant. And therefore, as long as it's there's Mukhaf Mechitzas, there's an Erev or whatever it is, then that would be okay. He says, "Venerally," he says, back in the Mogen Avraham, "the munach b'mavah mokum d'risa regel mutol salkol tzadim." Means you can actually pick it up. It doesn't mean just kick it. So that's the psak of the Mogen Avraham. Look in the Machtis Hashakol, page 6. Sheyoshim peyoshedorim, but shalom to Yoshim lavdafka el yesh lo sham d'risa regel. So it doesn't mean dafka, a place where people are sitting there with chairs and things like that. Wherever people traverse, that's wherever people traverse, that's the that you have a right to call it a place for that you have a heter of graf shel rei. But there is a sefer Torah Hashabbos.
Yaakov Hamachon and Yaakov.
Yeah, you like that? Unless he's saying Yank Yank. I don't know how it was pronounced differently. Yaakov with an I and Yaakov with an
Aleph. Maybe it's Yaakov. Yaakov. Yaakov or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, so he has this is an old sefer. I think they brought it to me from the basement. So on page 8, he has an argument with the the Magen Avraham. Okay, the Magen Avraham said that chutzah is lavdafka sheyoshrim. It means any place where you traverse.
So, page 8, he says, so take a look here. He says, okay, graphic comes from Shoshahu. Falama yesa lasam gaf shalreb is man kotsa vitaltal vyadayim dovisha also taltal bishvil derisus arego. Shigamkin elon derech havara. Derech lani is like this, dino emes.
Ain dino emes meaning the din of the Magen Avraham, he argues with.
Ain dino emes. That's wrong lush. Feinim mutarakim ochal o shochem shal. No, he says you have to actually, it can't be just a passageway for have had to photograph Shalvei. It has to be a place where you sit there and do things there. Etc.
The first he starts quoting that Magen Avraham. I feel welcome Sheishlo Drisus Regal Shari. And then now he is arguing with the Magen Avraham. And he's saying, no, you have to Yosh, when the Shulchan Aruch says, based on the Rambam, Yoshrimba, it means literally Yoshrimba, a place where people congregate, they sit, shmooze, eat together. But if it's just a passage place, they're not. So as a machlokes member, the Torah Shabbos and the Magen Avraham, whether the din of Graf Shalrei is only a place for Yoshrimba, literally, like the Lashon Ram was Yoshrimba. So do we take that literally? Or Yoshrimba means no, a place where you're going to frequent, you're going to traverse over there, but not necessarily that you're going to spend time. Because it could be that if you're just passing through, so okay, it's a little annoying to you know to pass that.
So
but who says you get a heter to move muktza if it's just a little bit annoying? If you're gonna stay there and you're schmoozing there and you're spending time there, then it's gonna ruin your whole experience.
So I think the wording should have been sheoverim ba, meaning that you pass through, or if he was really mean.
Well, because certainly yoshrim ba is a heter. The question is, does Yoshimba only mean Yoshimba? Or does it also include over? So the Magen Avraham says that Yoshim is lav dafka. And he's saying, no, Yoshim is dafka. Yeah. And then the Milchus Pitim, I think we saw Rav Harfer's quote last week, that's Rav Meir Arik. He was the Gadol Hador at one of the Lutzia, right? The big Pisic. So in the Michas Pitim, we discussed last week what about a shul and things like that, right? On page 10, he writes, Kol davar shebetuna v'bhoyu b'chotze sheyoshu b'mutol otziyem ha'ashpa. He quotes the Gemara about the mouse or the sheretz. And he says that the Azara they didn't allow it. Midrav Yishlumod, the Davke B'chotze Davidirli in Mezuzah. Rav Shenimtza, he says it has to be a Mokam Dira. But if it's not a Mokam Dira like a Shul, Lav Dira who also lotsia came to Lav Dira Mikri. So that is, he takes it literally. It has to be a Mokam Dira. So even though in the shul you spend a lot of time in the shul. So if Harfinus was more of this, maybe it's not so posh. Because he's spending 3 hours in the shul. Who says you want to have a dead mouse sitting next to you? So Okay, so that's but the Bichas Pitim says it's Stavka Dira. And he says, what about the hallway? Page 13. Ma'am Taltel Rav Shalvei Amunah up a prose door. So, Chara, he's going to say that should be the machlokes. He's going to point out what? Between the Magen Avraham and the Torah Shabbos. Because according to the Magen Avraham, it's enough that you traverse over there. But according to the Torah Shabbos, no. It's not enough you traverse. It means a place where you sit down. And you spend time. So he says, so he passes mutter. He says, Mavur Magavram, Dibunach, Mavavai, Mokam, Dreesh, Regal, the mutter. Yotse, the Afam Mokam, Shaila Yoshiv, Darsha, Rakover, Tahala mutter. But then he writes on page 14, Ikra Dover, Mesefer Torah Shabbos, Kosov Lachlo, Kaldasa Magavram. The Mokam Dreesh, Regal, Omahani. That's not enough to have Dreesh, Regal. You need to, so that's a fundamental machlokes. The machlokes of Magen Avraham and the Torah Shabbos. And Rav Harfinis likes the Torah Shabbos. What do you think? But he says, he passes what? He passes his mutter. Like the Magen Avraham. Okay. So now I want to show you another machlokes by Chatzer. That is similar to this machloikis between the Magen Avraham and Torah Shabbos. In Hilchos Chanukah, Chazan Shulchan Aruch on page 16, he says, Nech Chanukah v'nichvo Pesach ha-somach l'shus ha-rab. Because if your house opens up into the l'shus ha-rab, that means you put on your Pesach Beso, but if it's a chatzah, like we explained, that many of them had the chatzah and the chatzah had the momoy, and then it says, Im hoya shom chatzah v'rebay, it's menichol Pesach ha-chatzah. So you should, you can put it on the Pesach ha-chatzah. Oh. So the Chazon Ish has a chiddush, and this is going to be similar to this discussion about the Graf Shel Rei. Look what he says. He says, "Istapachtu bekavaras harishonim shemavu shalonu ein batim chatzeres pesuchim usochum nira datam yishum shechatzeres shalonu einu." He says the definition of a chatzer is a place where you stay there and do things there, not just a passageway. He says the passageway is a rechov.
Or a mavoi?
Yeah. But if it's But if it's just a passageway, so he says that, like, say a lobby. So what is a lobby? Well, sometimes people
linger
in the lobby, but he wants to say more than that. More than just link. In other words, maybe in a lobby, sometimes people sit down and there's chairs there. You can schmooze. You get a right. But he says that he wants more than that. He says, "Kol tzer tashmish shobayis." So I'll show it to you more clearly in the Sefer Shavus Yitzchak. Shavus Yitzchak, I think, was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliashiv, Yitzchak Darzi. People like this Sefer. So he writes here. I'll take a look. Yeah, well, it starts on page 18. He says here, look at page 21. V'sefer dinim hanhagas chazanish. Because of the chazanish, I saw the rosu mekefes chatzer. Because the chazanish had a chatzer in front of his house, a courtyard. He says he would put it at the doorway of his room, which led into the courtyard. See, there they would do their laundry. They would do living things there, not just. So that's what he held. And others.
In the chatzer or in the spirit?
Not to put it in the Pesach HaChatzer. Because he has understood the Pesach HaChatzer, because the chatzer is an extension of your house. Because in your house, you do certain things. In the chatzer, you do things that you didn't do in your house, but they're also tashmishei dira, like you would do the laundry, you know. And have laundry machines, so they would do things like that in the chatzer. So you do things that are living activities that you would do there, not just walking through. So he says, if you only walk through, then he says it doesn't have a chatzer, and the mela, so you can't light in the Pesach chatzer because it's not really a chatzer. So Rav Shecht is very into this sheet. That's why. You know, in the old days, they used to light Neres Hanukkah and YU in the dorm rooms. But then they decided it's not so safe, so then they were outside the dorm rooms, and they decided that that's not so safe either. So then they put different tables in the lobbies. That's one of the options that they... So the Shachter, based on this Chazanish, doesn't like that because he feels people should rather than just go home because it's not a real... Chatzer. However, others disagree. And he says here, page 21, V'shamati me'agod Rafael Soloveitchik. I remember I went with my father once. We visited Rav Rafael Soloveitchik. He looked like the Rav Velvel. He was the son of the Brisker Rav. My father always used to tell me that when we met Eretz Yisrael, I take him to different gedolim that we met. But the one gedol that he took me to, because he had the Brisker connections. For through a friend of his, because a referral was through his connection. Everything else, I took him there. He took through a referral Salvatrix. So he says he lived in the second floor of a binyan meshutov, you know, two family house, whatever. Daviva Gris, that's how Amal Hadlik, the Pesach Abinyan. Because he told him to light in the Pesach Abinyan, meaning you go into a vestibule, and then from the vestibule you go outside. So you're lighting Kigilu Bepesach HaChotze, right? Because the building, and then he says that they asked him, but people don't do anything there. Who says that you need to do something there? So it reminds me, that's very fascinating of this, because with the Graf Shel Rei, it might be a totally different machlokes, but the Magen Avraham says, even though you're just walking through, they treat that as a din of Graf Shel Rei, whereas the Torah Shabbos says, no, you have to be Yoshev. So it's a similar, you could maybe tie those two machlokesim together, where you could say that, no, but it's very similar in terms of Magen Avraham saying that it's like the Bris Kerav, that it's just passage is okay. That's considered a chutzit, therefore you get the din of the Graf Shel Rei, and therefore, like the Bris Kerav, you can light in the lobby or outside the lobby, because it's a Pesach. So lobby has a din of chutzit, even though we don't do things in the lobby necessarily. We're not going to do our laundry in the lobby. We're not going to, at best, we'll schmooze with somebody in the lobby, or if the chair's there, we'll sit there. And then he says, V'chein shamati, my God, Rav Yosef Sholom al-Yoshev, Shlit is on Tzal, the Mogam Adlokas Neiris, who Pesach Chotzer, Samach Lashos Rabim, V'lotoli Adover Tashmushi Chotzer. He means Chotzer, the Ezi, Chetzer, Chetzer, Magdir, Mogam Adlokas, Pesach Chetzer, Magdir, the Poro Lashos Rabim. He says that it doesn't need Tashmishi Chotzer. Like the Bris Kerav. Like the, and that's Rav Foster, the Bris Kerav. So every year YU that becomes a discussion, because they don't let it, so they set things up as for lighting in the different lobbies and different whatever. Shechto is always against it based on the Chazon Ish, and others feel it's okay. So that's the, but it's interesting that this.
You think it's okay, right? You said you always want to light where it's safest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, so right. So, so that's the right. So, yeah. I always like to light. Yeah. So there's Rashi Paskin. It was okay, and many yeshivas they do that. They'll light in either the lobby or some will do it in the where they eat. And so that would, but it's interesting, he has other discussions here in the Sefer Shvus Yitzchak, Gabi Mezuzah. Say you have page 20. Kotzim Chazon Ish, b'din chatzah she'elu pesach l'shus rabim. Say you have a courtyard, but this courtyard doesn't have pesach l'shus rabim. So you go outside, it's totally mukaf. So the question is, where do you put the mezuzah? This, Shachar pointed out, there's a discussion on the Lower East Side. You have the balconies and the apartment buildings. So do you put the mezuzah on the right side going onto the balcony of the apartment building, or do you put it on the right side going into the So shut the put down, the Moshe held to put it going out, and the Chassidish held to put it going in.
Why don't we ever put up two mezuzahs?
Yeah, so
like the way we put the mezuzah on the diagonal, it's like a, you know, it's like a pshara. So if we're ready for this mitzvah, you know, we'll compromise.
Yeah, so
just put up two.
Right. So there is an achrav that says like you, but others think that it's. See, to put two mezuzahs on the same side of the door, that's baltosis. But if it's a question of a suffix, which is the right way, so you say put up two mezuzahs. But I feel, and others feel, it's just weird. Yes. I once went away for a Shabbos. I spoke in the community of Skal Rezans. I was speaking about these halachas. And at the end of the Shabbos, a woman came up to me. She says, after all the things you said throughout the whole Shabbos, this resonated me the most, not to do something that's weird.
But it's weird because no one did it. But if everyone does it, it no longer becomes weird.
Yeah.
Just like when these Shabbos clocks came out, you know, they were hesitant of, you know, once it became more
accepted.
Yeah.
We don't
have
to like Rav Moshe even, right? Like the
Olam is Mekel. The Olam is Mekel. Yeah, Olam is Mekel. So, see, the Chazanish held, you go. You see, my sheet is based on, like Rav Gumba pointed out from Me'arik and others, Chesed Avraham, that Mezuzah is always Derech Hiluch. So, when you're going from your house onto the balcony, you know, the fourth floor or whatever. So that's the Derech Hiluch. When you go from the balcony back into the house, that's called backtracking. Because that's
you're
not
never going to start on the balcony unless it's your way to like jump up from the ground onto the balcony.
Right, exactly. So, so I always thought the most mustaber thing is to always put the like remotion, the Derech Hiluch. So therefore, if there's a balcony, the Derech Hiluch is going from the house onto the balcony. When you go from the balcony back to the house, that's not called Derech. It has to be Derech Knisa. When you're going back, that's backtracking. That's Derech Yitzia. That's not Derech. That's backtracking. So my Shita always is, that Hilchas Mezuzah is always about the first Hiluch. Because then at all doors, you can always say, you know, you, this door, but if I come back into the room from there. So so backtracking doesn't count. But the Chazanish had a different sheet on that. That's why some people, if you have a walk-in closet, there's a machlokes. If it's dalet al dalet, then you should put it dalet amos or dalet amos. Good going into the closet. It's a walk-in closet. If it's not a walk-in closet, so it could be Meeker and Dennis Potter, because it's not Dalal al Dalal. Well, the Chamudi Daniel says, even though it's not Dalal al Dalal, it's Royal Tashmisha. In other words, the shoes are comfort, you know, if you would have to live there, that would be a problem. But if your shoes have to be there and your suits have to be there, they don't complain so much, right? So that wouldn't be a problem. So some people follow. There's a sheet of Rabbi Kiveger, at least the way Chazanish understood Rabbi Kiveger, that in a walk-in closet, not dalad dalad. So, but it's so somuch to a room that's dalad dalad. So he says, so don't put the mezuzah going into the closet. Put the mezuzah on the right side, going from the closet back into the room, because the room is dalad dalad. So that was the so-called Rabbi Kiveger sheet, even though Rabbi Moshe Tuchman pointed out to me that the others understood Rabbi Kiveger differently, but that is definitely the classic way people understand Rabbi Kiveger, that you put it on the right side going from the closet back into the room. But again, I never liked that sheet. I like the Chesed Lavram, that's called back backtracking, and you don't put mezuzah backtracking. You only go with the first hiluch. So if the first hiluch is not big enough because it's not a shiur dalal al dalal, so then it's potter. You don't say, well, then put it, you know, on the way going back into the living room, back into the bedroom. So, but the Chazon Ish says that that idea of the Mariel, that you put it going with the Derech Hiluch, is only the chatzis that they had then, that they were shtashim bo betchino, afiya, shtichas peri, shatzochim. Sometimes they would eat. But here, our chatzeres are only la'avir, so therefore they have a din of gina, and therefore you would put it going from the gina into the house. Which is a fascinating idea. But what comes out of this whole discussion is this question of what is considered a chatzer. There's a chatzer, like it's something in front of your house, but does it require, in other words, I would have thought that as long as it's not your private thing, so it's a chatzer, even though we don't do things, like the Rav Yashiv said, who says you need to do things. That's the Chazon Ish says that based on the Ramah, that we don't have the chanter of Mavuas, because we don't have chatzeres, but there could be other ways of explaining that, that Ramah, if you look at the Truma Sadesh, etc. So it's not so posh that we don't have a din chatzim b'zmanetzer. I mean, from that perspective, from the perspective of, in other words, Chazon Ish gave a svara, his own svara, but that doesn't mean that that's the only, you know, if you look at the Truma Sadesh, it's mashma that the reason why you don't have the coolest above him, which you don't have chatzeres, is for a different reason, and not the reason of the Sarah of the Chazon Ish. But it's interesting that this machlokes is very similar to the machlokes by whether you have a din of graf shel rei in a place that it's just for passageway. The Magen Avraham says you do, because you're gonna go through it, even though you're not spending any time there, but it's gonna annoy you. The Torah Shabbos says you're going through, so why are you going through? But you know, maybe that's not enough to Chazal to lift the din of Mukta. They're basically lifting the din of Mukta. You're carrying something that's totally Mukta, 100% Mukta, and you're getting a heter, because we're saying this is Graf Shel Rei. So maybe they only said that when it's a place where you're going to spend time there and you're going to sit there and then you're going to be confronted with this uncomfortable situation. So then we say you can pick up the dirty diaper that is laying there and just put it away, you know, someplace that won't disturb you. So that was the... So that's what I wanted to talk about. This Magen Avraham, the Torah Shabbos, of Givdrei Chatzim, Hilchas Graf Shel Rei, Hilchas Ner Chanukah. It's also relevant maybe to Hilchas Mezuzah. You know, the Shita is Chabad. You know, the Chabad Shita is you follow Heketzir, except for the outside door. That's what Rav Yehuda Harlow told me once. But they always follow whichever way the door opens, that's where they... But the mezuzah.
So they put a mezuzah on the right over here, like it is.
So yeah, so here it is. And how is it? Where's the mezuzah? This door?
There.
Which way? Coming in or coming out?
You open the door here, and as you're walking in the door here, it's on the right.
Uh-huh. Oh, so that's the heckers here. But the question is, what is this door used for more? Going
to the bathroom.
Going out.
I think so.
Yeah. So some say to put it going out. If you're a Lubavitcher, then for sure you're going in. This is also, I could see, also I could see. But I don't know if that was.
Isn't that like you would put down the side of the hinges? A Lubavitcher?
Well, a Lubavitcher would. Well, no, because this one is. It would put on the right side going in, which it opens in. Like over here, you say that it's on the side, the right side, but that's kind of the way the door opens. But not about the size of the hinges. It says, which is Knesa? Going from that vestibule into this space vantage or from this space vantage there?
You're saying Knesa is wherever the door goes in.
That's Knesa. Yeah, that's what they call
it. Except for the front door.
Except for the front door.
And that's the Shita of who?
That's the Shita. I mean, who came up with, who was the first one?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, is that the Shulchan Aruch Harav? Or?
No, it's not. I don't think it's in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Who was the first one to say? I'm not sure who the first one was. But that's clearly their Shita. As Moshe pointed out, we hold that the Hekatzir is only if it's a 50-50 tie, which way is used in both ways. It's 50-50 tie, so then as Moshe pointed out, so the Machria is the Hekatzir. But if it's clear which way is the Knesa, then okay, so that's the discussion here. Okay, Rabosai. Okay, everyone should have a good night. Travis, it's good to see you all. Okay. And, okay, David Moshe.
Rabbi Simon, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. David Moshe is from Tom's River, Rabbi.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Ah, I'd like to remember. How are you?
Yeah.
It's a Shachetov. Okay,
Hello. Hi, send me a. I don't know what's your.
I'll send you my number. Do you have a pen?
Yeah.
My number is 917.
Yeah.
529.
529. 2819. Your name is David Moshe.
David Moshe Apfel.
Apfel.
Okay. I'd love to meet you. Yes, I'd love to see you in person. Yes.
Okay, I'll give you a call later.
Okay.
Are you driving? Thank you. What's that?
You're driving?
I do, yes. Yes, I do.
No, now you're driving?
Right now I'm parked. I'm parked. I was driving. Okay. I parked for this year. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Lebov, it's good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Simon. Thank you.
Good enough, everybody. Talk to
them.